Anything? Now, I'm not one for comparing audiences, I would never do that. This is our second night of three, and you guys are way better looking than that. I don't know what was happening on Monday night last night.
What,
have you got massive gins?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gins, not chins. See, this language barrier has been happening all tour, really. As we go further south, one in general finds it more difficult to understand. So, like, and it works in reverse. Last night, I heard this, more, and it was actually, get off. So we're going to try and remedy that tonight. I've got Captain Geeko the Dead Aviator here. And then we'll try and help you out with some of the lyrics.
Round of applause. Thank you. your footman?
This is my drummer, not my footman.
What have you done to your footman?
Well, I've dragged him out on tour. I've paid him £40 a night. Fed him, watered him. He's driving as well. Hence, 40 quid.
A bargain.
It's a bargain. What else would you be doing, Andrew?
I bet mine's that.
Okay, this is just a quite new song, and it's called Dial C for Craigel. Oh, new song, Time for the Toilet. Disappeared without trace because they were just EPs and who cares about that. But Domino have kindly compiled them all into one album. Eh? What about that? Yes. and some compact disc you could play it in the car. So what was my favourite night of the year?
Bonfire night.
It's bonfire night, right? How did you know that? Were you here last night?
You were here last night.
Well, I didn't ask that last night, so... Actually, no, it's my birthday. It's not my birthday. This is a song called On the Night of the Bonfire. Song. It doesn't really explain how I wrote this, but it's kind of all in there. And yeah, it's not very good, it's not finished, but I played it to Withered Hand and he said, yeah, I like how you've taken verse one and then just repeated it.
Except in a much higher voice.
So it's a little known fact, my brother, younger brother, one of them invented chips and cheese. He walked into a chip shop in Edinburgh and they said, well, so it was salt and sauce. They were like, salt and sauce? And he said, no, I think I'll have some cheese on those. And they apparently went dumbfounded, they went. Yeah, cheese. You melt the cheese on the top. And since then, it has become a phenomenon. I was to tell you that, actually,
about that. We keep frying Mars bars next.
I doubt it. I don't think so. It's perverse. Some chippies you can take in what you like and get it deep fried. And that's fine until your football team loses. I kid you not, somebody did and threw it at the chippy guy and said,
no.
Deep fried. Yeah, it happened.
Yeah. What
did
it taste like,
Ken? A white coon's supper. have we rehearsed this? Actually? You set them up. It's brilliant. Really good. Anyway, this is called, well you'll know this, because everyone here's broken something at some point in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a worse break. If you've done something, there's always somebody done way worse. So I hobbled in crying in the post office. And the woman's like, oh, it's not the Anne Frank break, though, is it? The Anne Frank break. Well, apparently it's the worst break you can do to your food. I've downgraded. I'm buying second-class stamps only. She can stick her books of six. So this is called the Anne Frank break. Well, I know why I told you the brother thing. It's because he also invented this rhythm that we're going to play the song in. It's kind of like a shuffle rhythm. Doesn't matter that Lonnie Donegan did it in the 50s. And Lester Flatt and Scruggs before him in the 40s. And it probably goes all the way back to Methuselah. But my brother. Well, my brother did it first and he taught us. brave. That was brave of us to do that. The ink's not even dry on that guy. Right, who knows Heidi Talbot? Anybody?
What?
Go and Google Heidi Talbot. Google her. She's married to John McCusker.
Oh, Heidi.
Did I say Heidi? Stupid me, Heidi. Heidi Talbot and I penned this little ditty here. I did the lyrics, she did the tune. I changed the tune, she changed the back. She changed a couple of the lyrics, I changed them back. That's how collaboration works. Neither of us like it. The sky not so clear, the weather warnings far, but not severe, and ignoring a gale force by, I brought you here in the calm before the storm. Thought to button up and button down, and yet a tornado trail of clothes litters the floor. You laid waste the prairie states, spirit landmarks all erased. My tin roof, calling the tractor's cow. Estonian radio hit now. There was a bit of that, but in time. So this song in Estonia last summer, well, it started, like, it bubbled under for a while, maybe a couple of months, and then it ended up on every radio station, every day, on the hour, every hour. And the Estonians, and I know this, they're almost sick of it. Like, not quite, not quite. They could, you know, they'd pay good money to see it live, basically, put that way. And if they did pay good money to see it live, it would be the money shot. This would be the big song. So I should really keep this till the end of the set, but we're not in Estonia. So you lot don't really give too much of a shit about
it. We fucking loved it!
Past tense or present tense? Don't mix up. Don't mix up your tenses. And so yeah, this guy and his fellow countrymen, past and present tense, love this song, and they would pay a lot of money to hear it live. But I've never been in Estonia and never played there, and probably would struggle to find it on a map over Australia. Okay, that was just for the Americans. That was for the Americans, okay? Come on. And by Americans, I mean...
Wait, that's really funny.
Okay, this song did nothing in Estonia or America. They're not even Scotland. You can't have a radio hit in Scotland and they're not bullied down here, you chump. Mighty. Name a country that nobody's from tonight. Can we just get that out of the way?
Wales.
Anyway, it's a massive song, that's all I'm saying. Massive. So imagine you're all Estonian or American. Yeah, let's say it was huge in America, because these guys go for it. They're like Glaswegians. And Liverpudlians. That's the two countries. God damn it! Anyway, you're going to recognise it by the first chord, and you're going to go nuts for this song. Is what I'm saying. It's just, yes, it's this, and if the reaction isn't enough, then we could easily go through the new songs. So we'll try it. Last night, I didn't say it was from Estonia. Where was it last night? Latvia. It was Latvians last night. And those Latvians absolutely loved it. Like it was by far the best, loving it. Now, I know they were uglier than you, I've explained all that, but they definitely made up for it. So you guys are going to have to redeem yourselves here. Looks aren't everything, I know this. Okay, let's try this. It was better last night, we'll try again. Alright! upon your shoulders. Now you're short of me. My balance, the envy of a newborn foal. Sea legs now king and then shallow. Now that you're short of me. Well, I rode shotgun with the roof down. Amusement paid down by the Vauxhall. Bounced the King Calvary's that I swore to eat that I am a king of the world, a king of the world, showdown. From people that were here last night, not so many actually. Most of them working here, and so we're going to do our best for the bar staff. This is a little bit of Cowardly Custard, mainly because I put this ridiculous cord in and never quite make that cord when I'm singing it. And then there's another funny cord that thinks, is it? Oh shit. Dot there, that should really. And they wanted a little bit of Leslie. So this is like the bar staff medley without any seams whatsoever. Straight from one to the other. Take it. Did Coldplay write that? No. lonely walk, looked ahead to find her in the way, grinning like a misbehaving child. Could I talk of anything? What did I reply to? I think I mumbled something, hunger my eye. My insides eaten up the butterflies. I kept hunger at bay, and nerves were playing crazy buggers with my sense of style. This is a song called Home Run and About. Yes. Who knows this song?
Oh yeah.
All right. Why the rest of you not been buying my seven new singles? Now, don't say it's... What? You don't have a record player. I've heard that before. Record players last forever. That's the thing. You just have to keep putting a new needle on every 10 or so minutes. Blow the dust off it. Nothing wrong with that. A bit of dust sometimes helps a record. Well, the sound of it. Mine does. I say, I know it sounds hissy, but there's probably a bit of dust on your needle. No, it's a new needle. Well, maybe dust that you can't see on your needle. It just sounds really hissy. Okay, let's move on. This is Home Run and About. You look unfurled, you look astate. Word is, you've had no fun, no fun this leap year's birthday. You're off the narrow, off the street. Word is, you've come undone, can't face your lip, your drink unlaced. It's cold, the back of this dry hall, and you've no shadow to speak of. Is that the sign for a board? Can't afford to blow it now. It's a home run just one more night with your right hand. Can you not afford to blow your fancy job at all? You can't afford to blow it now. It's a home run, and you've made a vow. You can't afford to blow it now. It's a home run, and you've made a vow. You can't afford to blow it now. It's a home run, and you've made a vow. You can't afford to blow it now. I know the set is light on hits, so we'll rectify that now. We'll get some of the big hitters. Big hitters. She's one of the thousand, yet you've seen the state. Stay focused. lots of nerves, so I have bacon soda, making dead the leaves before time. I cut the scene dry, supper room and black, smoking jacket still intact. I believe anything but sad. So for love,
fat foot. Fuck me. Right.
Have you seen fatter feet than that? Well, you're not comparing. You're not comparing it with the lovely slim version. There it is. Did I catch it in my
voice?
In my voice.
Vice.
In a vice.
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 Vice. That's what I asked. Vice. Yeah. No. Yeah, I was working on this vice and I was tightening it up just to see it. Just to see how much I could go before it broke. Oh yeah. That's it. Reverse. No, I didn't do it on advice. Any requests? Ankle shackles. Ankle shackles. Ankle shackles. Is that an ankle shackles? Ankle shackles. No flies on you, all.
Russian sailor shirt.
So what if she's one of these things? bits of string. Sometimes I need left alone to deal with that. So what if she's one of these things? Need left alone to deal with things. So what if she's one of these things? Sometimes I need left alone to deal with things. So what if she's one of these things?
Camel Swap for Wives, and then
a big song, and then we'll maybe wrap that up, unless...
No one has it better, please.
Please. He did say... say please.
You're going to say please.
Right. I see her on the wall. Well, I hope the promised land is more than sand and rocks. Camels swap for wives. Before you saddle up, before you chew the snobs, three times it betrays you to the cops. Spare a thought for our worries over your peace of mind. So what if you leave behind some trouble with the law? It's not so long since you returned. Crucify their dog, you're the chosen one, the one whose cross will blame on high, to learn us that the meteor of retribution falls down from the sky. Well, I don't give a fuck about that. You can be still my brother. Some of you will be coming up the stairs. It's been too long, and I'll be like, nice show, yeah, thanks. You like hurting a wee bit. We'll come back down, and then we'll come back in here, and there won't be so many people tough to get through, obviously, and then we'll sit down, and there'll be maybe five of you left. And then you'll feel really sort of sorry for us having having done all that, and then you make more noise, and then people upstairs will go, you know what, he tried, he made the effort, he went all the way back, we should go back down. Anyway, cut a long story short, we'll just sit tight on our ass. We'll not bother with that, we'll just sit here, and Joe's got some dry ice, or some sort of smoke thing, some, like maybe in a curtain, he must have something, a curtain. Or we'll go down, we'll just sink into the shag pile, and then we'll come, then that'll be it, that'll be the encore then. But you have to make like we did leave. It's not even an encore, is it? It's like we just sat here. We'll run that through again near the time. Okay, so this is the last song. All good things, you know. If you're off the mark with the encore, we could maybe do a couple, but... So this is Admiral. Proper tearjerker, this one. Guys. Last night, whether people had arrived in a couple or not, they were putting their arms around their neighbours, and... some people were over-enthusiastic. But they were from Clapton, I believe. Yeah, last tube to Clapton. Did we enjoy Mr. Gummy Bacco? Yeah. And this is Captain Geeko the Dead Aviator. And I was confused tonight. Girlfriend, you might not like me much, but I meant corrected. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we've got time. We've got like 10 minutes or so. So we're ready.
I'm a diamond mine, man.
That was the last stuff.
I was going to say I sounded like one of my future wives. This song's called Future Wives. And Whiskey Steven, who's up at the back, has made this amazing slab of vinyl, and it has my good self, James Yorkston, Slow Club, Pickney's Trail, Found, Raggy Dixit, and Suhail Khan. It's a masterpiece. I say that because I've only got one song on it, but my song's pretty good.
Two songs?
Yeah, I've got two songs on it. I've got a couple of choruses. I did add a couple of choruses here and there, but in general, it's pretty good. And there's not that many of them, I'm just saying. So don't walk away. If you walk out tonight without one, you'll be thinking, I'll get that later.
Okay, you've got 9 minutes.
I'm just going to play this one song for you all now. Thank you. play right now. Carry on dancing. So have you enjoyed your Tuesday night out?
Yeah!
It's a life we have, Kenny.
You bet your good leg. Okay, this is a song called Carry On Dancing. It's on a record that we're selling to try and raise money for the Reaper, the AIA in Anstruther, own a boat called the Reaper. And they got a quote for their new sales, and it's 18 grand just for the big sale. So we're selling the CD tonight, it's not cheap. You will get at least two coffees and a Belgian bun for the same money at any filling station on the M1. That's how expensive music is these days. So this is for Doogie Paul, who lost his life to cancer at the end of last year. You know him as the bass player in the James Yorkston band, so he was one of the best athletes. So for him, thank you very much for coming down to see us tonight. Cheers.
Take cool.